This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Yeah, episode 195, we're back.
Wagwan.
Wagwan, everyone. It's our new catchphrase. We're thinking of getting a new catchphrase, and it's me and Julian going, Wagwan. We're going to get some merch with
just
it on.
Just culturally, what's it called? Culturally
appropriation.
Appropriation.
Yes, we've done a bit of that over the years.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
I like it.
Cultural appreciation, as I like to call
it.
Yeah. As I'm getting cancelled.
I like cultural disrespectiation.
Anyway, welcome back. Returning guest, third time on Abigail Shimon.
Good to be back.
You're not Jewish.
For listeners, we've just basically this is a pre-record conversation. Your name does sound Jewish.
Yeah. But I
we're going by pure stereotypes.
Yeah. And I lived in New York for 10 years.
Yeah.
So that a lot of people.
Also, a lot of Americans. You sort of in comedy as well. The tradition of the Jewish American comedians is much more
Jewish
pronounced than the UK.
Generally, like good talkers, aren't they? Or is that racist?
You do know good that talkers. I do not, as a non-Jewish person, I don't speak for the Jewish community.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
you're the nearest to it out of the three of us. So have a go.
I think I'm a bit Jewy, though. Not that I'm a good talker, but. I don't know. I think my
Oh, you think you've got some Jewish blood in you?
Yeah.
Right, because saying I'm a bit Jewy. I don't think that's the way to go about this conversation.
I was going to list all the ways you might be Jewish, and then I was like, that's just incredibly offensive.
Because I remember your dad changed his surname.
Yeah, from Goldeen to Dean.
Oh, mate, you're Jewish. You're the most Jewish man alive.
But isn't it from your mum's side?
Oh yeah, technically.
Your mum's. Only your mum.
Yeah, I think it is. It does go down the mother's line.
Yeah. And that being said, my last name did come from my father, so definitely not. Yeah,
you're not Jewish. You're okay.
Yeah.
And welcome back.
Good to be back.
Before Julian was running a bit late, we were chatting. You just told me you're going on a pub crawl tomorrow. I got very excited because I'm going out after this. We're recording this on a Friday lunchtime. I've got a Friday night off and I'm going out with mates to sit in drinking beer in the sun.
Ooh.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
It reminds me of being like 18. But you're going on a pub crawl around Bermondsey.
Yeah.
Talk us through the pub crawl.
So I'm going to do...
Sounds violent, but...
Yeah. I'm going to do, apparently...
The Old Kent Road.
It's quite famous. It's called the Bermondsey Pub Crawl. And I'm going with a bunch of TikTok content creators, one of which I've met.
That's slightly sad.
And
it being a hardcore.
Yeah, just a bunch of nerds walking around filming themselves drinking to cut into 1 minute videos. But apparently it's a mile long.
Nice.
And there are 17 pubs within that. And we're in a WhatsApp group. And it's been stated very clearly, don't try to drink pints. You'll ruin yourself. Drink half pints or a third of a pint. And I think they're all microbreweries, which now I'm just like, oh shit, because I thought I could just get away with drinking Bud Light all day.
Yeah.
But
be like a 7.2%
craft
hazy IPA or something like that.
It's going to
get fucked after two pubs.
Exactly.
And they're all obviously going to be filming for the content and stuff.
Yeah.
Starts all fun. By pub five, you're filming it. You're just
someone's
fights.
Crying on the curb.
This is the thing. I don't
get arrested.
I know one of the guys. I know I'm doing it with my buddy Phil Carr. organized it. And the most of the other people who are coming do like restaurant reviews, or they work in food somehow.
Okay.
Whereas I'm a stand-up comedian. Yeah. So like I put in the group, I was like, hey, I just want to talk real quick. I assume we're all filming for content. Is there anything that anyone's like uncomfortable having filmed? I just want
to toilet.
Yeah, like,
over the cubicle.
Yeah. But seriously, I was like, don't, you know, like my line is just don't film me vomiting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everyone's yeah. I think we all know what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. And I wanted to be I'm a comedian. You don't know how fucking low my bar is.
I do not know what is appropriate.
It's like, yeah. So it'll be interesting. It's very organized. One of the gentlemen, Gavin Wren.
How many people are on it?
There's 10 of us going.
It's a big old pub crawl, though.
And
who pays the rounds?
Don't think we're doing rounds. I think we're just going to. Yeah. But like one guy made up a spreadsheet. So it's like we meet at 11:30 and then we're going to hop pubs.
You could be careful and have non-alcoholic, be the only one, but like don't tell them.
That's a wasted opportunity. Unless you're genuinely not a drinker, well, and just wanted to go along for the fun. But if you're a drinker, you've got to commit to that.
It's going to be recorded.
I'm a little nervous about the drinking because I haven't been drinking lately.
Oh, right, that is a bad.
And so I'm not properly trained for the event. And the following day, I'm going to then get on a ship to go perform stand-up comedy on
a cruise.
So I'm pretty sure, fingers crossed, I'm not performing the first day, but they like tell you when you get on the ship. But like, so today is my day of doing everything because I'm starting drinking at 11 tomorrow. So I have to pack today. I have to make sure I have everything done.
Yeah.
Because once I get home tomorrow night, like I'm just going to be hammered. My boyfriend has already said that I have to sleep on the sofa. Yeah, like he's already like, you're
you know
not.
What?
He's already
got this. This is going to sound sort of like a degenerate thing, but if I was doing a big pub crawl, like almost professionally,
get some cocaine in.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be definitely a background thought. But, I would have some drinks tonight.
Selling coke.
I'd do that thing. You have a few drinks tonight, just so tomorrow you're a little tiny bit, you know, you've got a bit in your system, so you're not going in cold. Which sounds so like, you know, I've got previous. But.
I was wondering, I did consider that, but I'm like, is that really going to help? Or
it does
is that
help. I'm going out after, I'm basically going to be drinking all day today.
Yeah.
And I haven't drunk for a week, but then last night I was doing a gig and I just thought I'm going to have a couple of pints just to get a bit in my system so I'm not just shocking my system today.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist. I'm saying this.
Sounds like you're an alcoholic.
Also, I'll be around a bunch of people I haven't met, so I don't want to get drunk too
one
quick.
One of their...
you Jewish?
But if you've got
you look
system,
chewy.
I find if you've got a bit of a... Like I always that thing of if you've got a little bit of a hangover, I just find you sort of you're just your levels are a bit better. You're not just going to just be like two pints in.
Yeah.
So you eat well and keep hydrated beforehand as well.
I've been thinking about all of this a lot, and it's like you'd think I'm going to run a marathon. I think I'll wake up early and eat some pasta. I'm 27. God bless myself. I'm 37.
Yeah. So this is when you're in the late 30s, you have to start planning how you're going to navigate a pub crawl.
Yeah.
When you're like 18, you don't give a shit. You ain't eating anything, mate. You're just on it, and you don't care if you fall asleep in a ditch.
Yeah.
But yes, now you're late 30s, you think, right.
I couldn't imagine doing it. I haven't drunk since like my
20s.
Yeah,
yeah.
Properly. Right. I did for 2 years in my 30s, actually.
You gave it a go again.
Yeah.
It didn't stick.
And it was, nah.
What was it like going back to it?
It started off slow, actually. I was like, oh, right, that was just where I was young.
Noshing off a homeless
guy. Yeah, this is normal. Then I have a drink after to wash my mouth.
What was your alcohol of choice?
Well, when I went back in like my late 30s, I did a couple of years. It was more weed and stuff, but when I did drink, it would be like red wine for some reason.
I often see people to drink too much. They move into like, oh, I can have a couple of red wine.
I think it's because it makes you tired as well and keeps you out of trouble.
And it just feels like not as degenerate as having a load of pints.
Yeah, sessions of wine is... a red wine hangover is the worst hangover. Yeah. Absolutely biblical. Worse than a whiskey
hangover. 100%.
It's too much sugar, I think.
Everything. It just dries out every cell of your body.
It's the worst.
It's disgusting. Yeah, yeah. It's like white wine drunkenness is one of the worst. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Every booze has got its negative.
Yeah.
Well, all of them have negatives if you, you know, you look at the stats.
Champagne used to kind of...
Mate, champagne, I get
so shit-faced.
I don't
know if that's true, the bubbles, it goes to your head. That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. But any time I go to a wedding and it's free champagne for that first like, 2 hours, I am fucked by the time dinner gets there.
Champagne's one of those really dangerous ones for me because it. I like a light fizzy drink. This is, again, why I love a Bud Light. I know people hate them. I fucking love a Bud Light.
Yeah, but Bud Light's not very popular in this country. I don't think there was that whole controversy.
Yeah, because a trans woman was like, hey, I drink Bud Light. Yeah, and people were like can we have nothing?
It's more of a laddie kind of drink, I guess. Is it? Traditionally.
It's a light beer. I thought, if anything, that's the most trans-friendly beer.
Yes.
Yeah, like session drinkers woman in light. America drink light beer because you can drink loads of them. Like all my uncles who are like good old boys, Southern guys drink light beers.
Right.
And light beer in America is sold as an it's light, so it has less calories.
They're not as alcoholic as alcoholic, are they?
Which more I didn't know until I moved here that they had less alcohol because that's nowhere is that ever like explained in the
But here we take how much alcohol is in our booze very seriously.
Yeah, which like I've seen that like whenever
most countries aren't checking what the percentage and be like, it's 3%, fuck that.
Yeah, like Foster's for pussies. Yeah. Like Kestrel is like the homeless drink, isn't it?
Well, Super Tennant.
Have
you ever had Super Tennant?
I've had Tennant.
It's one of the first time I drank. Super. I was drunk. Was on Super Tennant. Yeah.
That's why you had to quit.
Like, yeah. What was it?
It was
like,
horrible to taste.
It's like 9% or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Mad shit, man. It's like a sort of. Because it's also just a lager, so it tastes bad when it's that strong. Like a 9% beer you can get if it's like a Belgian Trappist ale.
So just going back real quick, what is do you guys know what the percentage is for champagne?
Champagne. Well, it's, obviously, it'll be about 15%, but obviously it's a small glass. So I'd say it's on a wine level. Like,
the thing is...
Between, say, 11 and 15.
It's basically wine, but fizzy, isn't it?
Yeah, but those light fizzy...
That's exactly what it is.
Light fizzy drinks, yeah.
It's very similar to fizzy wine.
Well done, you. I can just drink them like water, and I don't feel drunk, which is a very dangerous place to be. I can pound a bottle of champagne, which is what you're supposed to do with
Of course.
Straight from the bottle.
Exactly, and feel fucking great.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a dangerous place to be because you are drunk, but you don't.
It's funny when people blame the fresh air, don't they?
It's just the fresh air.
Oh man,
I felt worse because of the fresh air.
Yeah, yeah. Or even the things like I haven't eaten. It's like, every part
it's
of your drunkenness is because of all the booze you're putting in your mouth and your belly.
Oh, you need to quit fresh air, mate. Stop chasing it with fresh air.
But yeah, so have you? So is it going to be you are going to drink beers? Is that what you're
deciding? Yeah. So, and I mean, I think it's pretty like it's not a like a bunch of lads who are if you forego drinking on one. I don't think anyone's going to be like you fucking pussy. I think it's more of like a meetup of of like creators because
I bet one of them's behavior is going to be bad, like they lose their career or something.
So funny.
Well, I mean, do think we've all done social media long enough that we know not to ruin each other.
Yeah.
But
is it going to be like live stream?
No, God, no.
Oh, that's
God,
fine. If you're just filming it, then.
Yeah.
And like
so someone could still capture something of one of their
competitions. Well, I think. Killed, didn't it?
Like, yeah.
Disappeared.
Well, what I'm thinking is going to happen is I don't think anyone's going to post anything that'll get anyone in trouble because it's like, we'll all just film shit.
Yeah.
And then edit once we're sober into videos and post them. So it's not like we're going to send it out while we're drunk.
And you get to have veto on it, like what goes out.
I'm sure.
There should be that arrangement. Maybe.
But, well, this is the thing.
Is it male and female?
Yeah, there's a couple other girls going. Yeah. But it I put money on it. Someone's gonna lose their fucking phone.
Yeah. You know, like, also, the percentage of filming early in the day is all filming, but the more drunk you get, the less filming will be happening.
Well, yeah,
just end up you sitting in a pub or drinking. No one's got their phone out.
That's another thing we talked about is how there's this moment where everyone's like a little drunk and light and fun, and that'll be like the good time to get everyone like hanging out. Yeah, but when it gets to like pub 17 and we're all like, you know what? I always liked you.
Yeah,
I didn't know you, but I fuck it. Why don't we hang out?
Not even 17. Pub 6. It'll be put the phones put the phones away, get the boot truss in. Let's get on the bit.
That'd be the content they want though, isn't it? Like the progression of it right to the end.
Yeah. Well, like as this is the reason why I was like, what can we actually film and what can't we? And I'm sure I think everyone's like, I think we know
coming
what's appropriate
brass
or what's
shop,
not.
We're doing your flies off.
Yeah, like, I mean,
out of an alleyway, the homeless
I'll happily have a video of me being so drunk I fall over at a pub prom. Yeah. Like, I think that's funny.
That's fine, yeah.
Totally.
But some of these people, like, one of these guys works in, like, food policy.
Oh, yeah.
And he does more, like, educational videos. Yeah, so, like, I can't have a, I don't think he
can't
would, like.
Can't have him pissing my bin on.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas I'm like, yeah, just show my knees. Don't show my hoo-ha. Yeah. We are fine. We can be squatting. It'll be what I think is interesting is it's a very intense pub crawl with basically virtual strangers. Like it's an intense meetup, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Gonna get to know each other pretty well, I bet, by the end.
Yeah, but I'm excited about it.
Someone'll be crying.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll be okay there because
be
we don't
fight.
No one has to be there. You know, it's not like a wedding or a Hindu where it's like, I have to be here for Jenny. So if someone feels like they're not up for it, they can just be like, this isn't my
thing.
Can't
take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the guys is like a chef and like cooks and takes videos of him like cooking lovely meals for like homeless shelters and stuff. It's like they're really lovely, wholesome people and me. Like I'm like, you know, so it'll be fun. It'll be.
When is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. We start.
I'm up here around
11,
the area with some wraps of coke to sell. I'll be at pub 8. But ounce of Charlie.
But this is the thing. They're all so wholesome. Everyone else, I think.
Come on. Everyone's wholesome until they've had four beers.
Yeah, that's true.
The more wholesome they are on the front as well.
But that's exactly it.
Dark they are.
Yeah.
Halfway through the stand-up.
Like Schofield.
Halfway through the stand-up comedian's like, guys, I have an eight ball. Are we ready now?
Yeah. Schofield, that's been the big news of the last week.
Oh, he's out.
Gone.
I mean, I don't know what the league, do you know Philip Schofield?
I'll look it up right now.
He's a hero. Basically, Sang's looking out.
Did you just say he's your hero?
I always thought he was a bit of a wrong one. I must have heard some things.
I definitely heard things. But we don't actually know exactly anything
yet. It's going to come out, apparently, in the months to come.
Here's the thing.
Stuff's going to come out about him, isn't it?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
In the months to come.
About that young boy.
Yeah.
That young boy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys feel like this, but so when Kevin Spacey, like it all came out about him, my family sent me a link and I was like, did you guys not know this? And they're like, why the fuck would we know this? I'm there's been rumors forever. Yeah. And I was like, did you hear about Louis C.K.? And my family was like, what about Louis C.K.? I was like, oh, Louis C.K. like jerks off in front of women without their consent. And literally my family was like, what are you talking about? And that's when I realized how in the entertainment industry I am.
Yeah.
Like this stuff.
There's
comes
always
out.
Rumors, isn't there?
Yeah.
But it's
for years.
Exactly. But it's when they all come out that I'm like, oh, they're true then.
Yeah,
like
when
someone that famous, whom I've never met, who I don't have a mutual friend with, a rumor about them trickles all the way down to little old me, I'm like, oh, like I've never even watched. What's the show? Is it called The Morning Show? Or
this Morning.
This
and he's been around for years.
Yeah, he's the children's television.
Gordon the Gopher.
And then he moved into. Yeah, he's basically just sort of a bit of sort of you know, daytime TV royalty.
So is he like your guys' generation of a Savile? But like, you know what I mean? Like
I think Savile is our generation.
Yeah, because I suppose we were around for like,
Savile, for Jim O'Fixer and stuff like that.
Okay. Julian wrote into Jim O'Fixer.
Did you really?
Yeah.
He didn't reply.
No, Julian was butters when he was
young. Sent him a picture of my dick. I said, I want to make this cum.
Oh, God.
Oh my god!
Yuck.
Anyways, it's stuff like this that is making me wonder if I should rein it in when I'm out with.
Oh yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Savile. If basically, he's a very famous.
You must have heard of Jimmy Savile saying,
yes,
"Yeah."
Yes, I have.
Big in South Korea?
Not even close.
Philip Schofield was quite a very wholesome.
Yeah,
and he's basically like it feels like it was something must be going on bad because they.
I heard
like,
he was an asshole.
I heard that as well.
I just looked it up. Sorry to interrupt. It's the feud with the co-host.
Well, so that sort of was the running story over the last month.
She's probably started that and, to get some distance,
and then he got moved on literally over the weekend. So like he finished the show Friday, no mention of leaving.
He got paid for 6 months, didn't he?
It just like he has left with immediate effect, sort of thing. Yeah. And on a Monday, there was a weird montage. But like
he died.
He's been hosting it for like 15 years. Like, there should have been a huge crying send off. None of that. It makes me feel like they're doing a bit of prep for when shit comes out. Yeah. But we don't know what it is. But we do know what it is. But there's so many.
He likes some young, apparently.
I don't know if it's that, but he apparently, you know, he sort of quite used his position with like young runners on set, allegedly. We don't know any of this, but that's sort of one of the things that people have suggested.
And if they allegedly run this in your mouth, and he allegedly like moves them out of the show because are no alleged use to his
power index and everything. Just
over. Like so.
This is what we're gonna do to Sang over the next few.
Hey, like I said, whatever it takes for me to live here, so bring it on. I'm spicy. Quick question. So Avaglite. So were you implying that you knew about the Louis C.K. jerk-off before it became like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But not
did
like,
you meet Louis
no,
over there?
No. Here, this is why this is
but he wank in front of
because when people are like, why didn't people come forward? There's other people that I have heard rumors about.
Yeah, we know.
Dane.
Well, no, but you wear it on your sleeve.
You're waiting
I'll wank
to get
off
canceled.
On stage.
But this is my point. I have never talked to anyone who has directly been in that situation with Louis C.K. I have never had a conversation with him. I have never had a conversation about Louis C.K. with someone who knows Louis C.K. Yet I know that.
Yeah.
I heard about it as well.
Who broke it?
Jen Kirkman, maybe on our podcast. But I thought he got consent. Not that it's not creepy.
Well, I think initially when it all started coming out, he came out and said that, but then some people said no. It was like literally like in a room.
Because I thought he was on set with that director and he said, do you mind if I masturbate in front of you? And she said no.
Right.
And he was embarrassed.
Quite rightly. It's a bold ask, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's inappropriate to ask that in a working environment.
Yeah.
Getting a DMs,
I don't think I could even do that in front of my girlfriend. It just feels really awkward.
I know. I can't eat a sandwich in front of a girl.
I think it's that thing of people say, why didn't people speak out?
Yeah.
It's because you're like, they're rich and successful. They can sue the shit out of you. And you've got to wait until enough of the information is public or it gets to a point where it's legally sound to say something.
Because you can't win the case just on hearsay, I suppose.
Absolutely not.
And such far removed hearsay.
But there wasn't
that's
any
the problem,
legal... Like, did he get in trouble legally?
I don't think so. I don't know. Listen, guys, I'm really lovely being around you. It's really nice. I don't want to...
Do you mind if I masturbate?
That's what Julian does to me all every time after the podcast.
As a woman in comedy, it just gets exhausting talking about all the creeps.
Yeah,
so
let's
switch up the conversation to something else. I asked beforehand, but I'm going to ask now since we're on the pod and this could be a little lead up for you guys. This is 95.
Yes.
What are you doing for the big 200?
We're just going to shoot ourselves in the head on air.
Live suicide. Blow our brains out.
I think you guys should go on and eat a steak and be like, we've been lying the whole fucking time.
A nice juicy one.
Kill a cow.
Nice two T-bone.
We'll just go hunting. We'll kill a pig.
Just drag a pig in. Torture it. Just torture a young bunny.
I tell you what, why don't we do some questions?
From our patron WhatsApp group.
Oh, lovely.
£5 a month to join the WhatsApp group with patron. £3 a month to see the full episode.
I've totally lost the question slide.
We are TV.
Phil.
Someone asked about our favourite meal deal.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why. I think they were talking about meal deals previously. The Boots one is a good meal deal.
Well, Tesco's meal deal is the all-time great. Mm. Although it has recently increased slightly in price.
Mm.
But sometimes you can get shit, man. Like, if you do it right, you get a sandwich, you get like a smoothie, and then you get like, you know, a snack. You just go for the highest end ones, and you're saving yourself £3.
That is the most dad thing I've ever heard.
I know. But yeah, what was the magnesium chat on the group?
Oh, yeah.
Did you OD on magnesium?
I was taking a bit much, maybe.
Right.
Well, I just...
Shitting like me?
Well,
last week... great, though.
Julian said he's recently been taking magnesium 900 citrate. Is that what
citrate,
it is?
Yeah.
Apparently it's citrate. It's changed his sleep patterns totally.
My sleep massively.
Yeah, it's supposed to be amazing.
It has to be the citrate, because I was taking normal magnesium, the cheaper one. It didn't work.
So, yeah. You were taking too much?
I think so. I read that it can make your muscles fatigue. And when I was doing my blaze classes, I do tap out quick.
Really?
And the instructor's always like coming over and like stopping to me.
Right.
But I was thinking it might be that, or I might be just a pussy.
What is a blaze?
It's like high intensity intervals, but it's a really cool room. You've got a punch bag, a weight section and a running machine, and you do 3 minutes on each, three times.
Right.
But you've got a guy there in headphones, like music pumping. It's a cool room. And you've got a heart rate monitor on. Your heart rate is on the wall.
Yeah.
So they can see where you're at.
I don't need that.
It's only 45 minutes and I'm dripping afterwards.
Like, I don't mind if I know my heart rate.
Yeah,
but it's like running the mile in gym class. It's Abigail, look at your heart rate.
I regret getting the heart rate thing because you don't have to have it on.
Oh, right.
But I've just bought it and now I'm like, it's on my back.
Yeah. Nah.
But it's good though. It does push me.
Mm. But anyway, you've wound down the magnesium.
Yeah, I'm going to hit 600 milligrams now.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of 9.
Why has somebody said, do you still eat light bulbs?
Oh, wow. Good for you for knowing that. I forget that about myself.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
I guess we would have had to have talked about it the first episode I was on.
Right.
But I know some sideshow magic, which sideshow magic is just doing fucking weird shit to yourself.
Yeah.
So I can do human pin cushion, which is stick needles through your body. They need to be specific.
It's
needles.
Heroin.
Kids don't. Yeah.
The ones where you like put them through your skin.
Yeah. I can do that. I can take a acupuncture needle and thread it all the way through my hand.
Whoa. And your palm, so it comes out the back of your hand.
I don't think I have any anymore. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then I can do...
What's
I
the
can
secret
walk on
to
glass.
That? Just missing the ligament?
Yeah, basically what you do is like you put it here. Yeah, if you try to do it here, you're going to...
And it doesn't bleed?
No, well, not with a... sometimes you might... Like when I do it a lot, I'd have like spots on my hand. Like, you know.
Quite rightly.
I mean...
I can walk on glass.
Yeah, that's what Jesus
And I can
did.
Eat fire. And I can eat light bulbs, none of which I have done in recent years, all of which I can still do because it's
like
one of those things.
Riding a bike.
Yeah. And people are always like, how do you stick a needle through your butt? How do you eat a light bulb?
Yeah.
You just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you not cut your mouth?
It's kind of like eating something you don't like. You're just chomping on the teeth. Yeah. You're not like swirling it around.
But then you swallow the glass.
Yeah, you swallow. It grinds it down to sand. Everyone asks about the shitting.
Yeah, of course.
And light bulbs would grind down easier than like thick glass.
Yeah, so you like.
That makes sense.
I think David Blaine or someone has done it.
I'm
with
not a
like,
physicist.
You can do it with like a high-end wine glass or a light bulb. Like I couldn't, but it has to be a candescent light bulb. Like I couldn't eat, you know, the panel light.
Why don't you do that on your TikTok?
I just don't care anymore. You know what I mean? Like I can do it
I mean, doing a needle through your palm is pretty heavy.
Also, I'm pretty sure that I would be kicked off of, but it's to me, it's like being like, can you pull a quarter out of someone's ear? Why don't you do it all the time? Like, it's the same thing to me.
I would do it.
I would do it. So I was like, I'm really easily pleased. Okay, that's good to know you can still do it.
Yeah.
Somebody did ask about you training yoga with Bikram.
Although we had.
I feel like we'd moved on from sex pests.
Yeah, I was literally when I was like, "Can we move on?" I remember you and I had that car share together, and you were like, "Will you come and talk about this on the podcast?"
Because we were because Bikram was the
I was a yoga instructor.
I'm sure people know who Bikram is. Hot yoga, isn't it, basically? It's a Netflix special about him.
Bikram Chowdhury started...
It's Paul Chowdhury's dad, I think.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Started Bikram...
That's where Paul learned all his skills.
Bending him up.
Bikram Yoga, and it's a 90-minute hot yoga series. And there was a Netflix documentary that came out about him... stories came out about him sexually assaulting women and using his power to get women to do things for him. And I was a Bikram teacher. In order to become a teacher, you go to teacher training, which is 9 weeks long, and he is there.
Right. Okay.
I have met him. He would not remember me, and no, he did not to me.
Yeah.
So here's the.
Did he have that sort of? I suppose. I mean, I think I watched the documentary.
I mean,
it was good at yoga.
It's often those sorts of like people that have got that sort of guru obsession. Like they feel like
that narcissist,
that narcissistic
charisma. Yeah.
Much like so. I have no connection to Jimmy Savile. Like I didn't grow up watching Jim Will Fix It or anything.
Thank
like
you for
that.
Clarifying.
So
you missed out.
I watched that. Doc and I, you look at it and you're like, what a creepo. How did no one know? And people watch the Bikram documentary and they're like, what a creepo. Why didn't we know? We always knew he was a bit weird. He was a bit sexist. He's very old fashioned. His thoughts about women or gay men. But he is to this date the most charismatic person I have ever met. One time I was
even more than me,
surprisingly. So one time I was like walking back to my room and he was like walking along just kind of singing to himself, which is something he does, and he kind of recognized me. He's like, why aren't you up in bed? Because it was late at night. And I was like, oh, I was just out at the beach, but I'm going to bed now. And he goes, here, rub my head. He has this thing, he likes head massages. This with the documentary coming out, this is going to sound creepy, but it wasn't creepy because it just wasn't. And I did. And then like, I kind of like gave, like
it
scruffled
was,
his head.
Yeah, I mean, that's an outside
and,
of that is creepy.
And he goes, okay, stop now. Otherwise, I'll make you do it. Okay. It's creepy.
Yeah.
My point
stop
is,
now
is
gonna...
like, it was a really, this is going to sound so insane, but he like gave me a hug, but like the way a child gives you a hug, he kind of like hugged me around the neck and gave me a kiss on the head, but like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to bed, you. And I nearly wept.
Right.
Like that's how charismatic he was. As I explained that into the microphone, I realized it just sounds weird or creepy or strange, but there was something about him.
Well, I know it sounds horrible, but I don't think you could be that, you know, these people that end up being like predatory. I think often.
Like David Koresh.
Well, that sort of charisma that they have. Like it's a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Like they go hand in hand, and that's what creates.
They get
this
the power,
ego.
And then they start their sexual urges start taking over.
I remember one time mentioning to someone of just being like, we were talking about someone who did something bad, and I was like, well, you know, sexual assault people—they're incredibly charismatic and likable people.
Thank you.
And the person I was talking to was so affronted that I said right. that. And I was like, how do you think they get away
with
it?
Yeah, yeah,
this is how they get away
with it. It's like pedos are probably good with kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like Jimmy Savile, you know, they're entertaining.
Yeah.
But they are. Like, that's the thing. They can all pull a quarter out of your ear and eat a light bulb.
Just love them.
Do you still do yoga?
I still do yoga. I don't do yoga nearly as much as I do. My partner does, funnily enough, he does yoga more than I do now.
I've just started doing it, actually.
It's lovely. I don't... the thing that killed me about the Bikram thing is, first of all, before the Netflix documentary came out, a Vanity Fair article is the one who actually broke the thing. And I mean years before.
Mm.
Yeah, like 5 or 6 years before. So the Bikram community, it had already come out and we had already kind of dealt with it. Of like, what the fuck do we do now? And then the doc came out. And the thing you have to know about Bikram yoga is if you ran a Bikram yoga school, that was independently owned by you, yeah, the owner.
Like a franchise.
It wasn't a franchise because you didn't pay him any money. He tried to franchise several times. It never worked.
Yes.
So that was your own independent business.
Yeah, yeah.
You went to training. You then used your own money to open a studio. All the money you make from that studio is yours. This whole thing came out about Bikram, and everyone's like, he's awful. And I was like, yes, 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 yes. And no one should go to his teacher trainings where he makes all his money. And I was like, yes, 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 yes. And we should all stop doing Bikram yoga. And I was like, wait, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. And it
could change the name.
Well, a lot of them, you did something that you noticed a lot of things suddenly being hot yoga.
Yeah.
A lot
of them changed their name. A lot of them now offer different types of yoga, which we weren't allowed to do.
Sexual yoga has changed it to. Predator yoga. Nonce yoga.
But yeah, it really took a community and just kind of fractured it. So like, if you're a comedian and you go to Australia and you meet another comedian, there's like this bond. You both know you're a comedian. Mm. You know where to go to find the comedy. You find comedy club. With Bikram yoga, it'd be like I could go anywhere in the world and I'd find a Bikram studio and I could go teach there or I could go practice there. And I knew that's where my people were. And now we're so dispersed, it's gone.
So a lot of people were shattered a bit by it. It became their kind of life, their identity. Then when that came out, it kind of shattered the community a bit.
Yeah, and just to be clear, like I blame him, Bikram and his own actions for all of this. Yeah. I'm not saying that the women shouldn't have come out. But because he
grasses, not really. No one likes a snitch.
Because he was such an asshole, and such
it went to his head, didn't it? And that might have driven him to be like the leader of it all, like the sexual urges.
I mean, maybe I don't know. He was him and Rajashree, his wife. They're in an arranged marriage. Like I knew he had a mistress because at one point during my training, apparently his mistress was there, and everyone's like, "Bikram's mistress is here," and I was like, "I don't know which one she is." So like I knew he was not faithful to his wife.
Mm.
I also know him and Raj had an excellent business, the business of Bikram Yoga. And I do not know if they had an arrangement within their marriage.
So like,
or if he was being a dog.
You don't really need mistress anymore. It's quite an old fashioned.
Yeah. Mm,
side ting.
But his mistress sounds like, it almost makes it sound more acceptable.
Yeah.
Like, that was my mistress.
Sorry.
Yeah.
This is the apartment I keep for my mistress.
Was that a footballer in America? He was being interviewed. Was it a footballer or something? He's like, I'd just like to thank my wife and my girlfriend.
And then he was like, no. And he went, whoops. Like, that was so funny.
Oh, my God. I want to see that footage.
It was so funny.
Mm. Right, next question. Here we go, from Colin. You're on a first date.
Yeah.
You've got a quid to put 3 songs on a jukebox. You want to come across as young, sexy, and relevant, but not too obscure or wanky. What you're putting on.
Okay.
3 songs.
Hold on. I don't think this is probably a new song because it came up on my music shuffle and I've listened to it literally on repeat for the last 2 days. And it's called SOB by Nathaniel Rateliff.
Right.
Mm. Rate. Dean Rate, which is like a country jazz song about drinking, which might be my new favorite song in the world. And then, okay, so I don't want to come off wanky.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard one, isn't it?
And also I have really eclectic, and some would say bad taste in music. So I would put that on. I would then put on... I mean, it's going to be obscure to you guys, but because, okay, if we're starting with SOB, it's either do you do a hard left to a completely different type of music,
or
do you stay in the
vein? Well, I would actually go quite consistent in my genre.
So if we're going to go consistent in the genre, we start off with SOB.
Yeah.
And then we would go to Lyle Lovett's Money.
Right.
Which also...
I don't know these tunes.
Yeah, I mean, guys,
I mean, I
like, don't be pretentious. And I'm like, listen, this is who we're going to listen to.
Only know chart music.
Lyle Lovett was
number 1, 2, and 3 in the chart.
Lyle Lovett was.
I know the name now.
He was Julia Roberts' first husband. And I was at the concert they got married at and met Lyle Lovett's uncle. And, but yeah, he's a country blues singer out of Texas. He was kind of big more in the 90s. You know the song from that Randy Newman and someone else sings from Toy Story?
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
The other guy who's not Randy Newman is Lyle Lovett. Okay. That's Lyle Lovett. So we're going to sing Money by Lyle Lovett, or we're going to play that. And then you guys won't know this as well. Oh, it's so pretentious. We are then going to go to Sugarfoot by Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears.
Right.
So this is all like country sort of jazz country, sort of.
I'll have to have a listen to them.
Yeah. I use YouTube Music. What do you guys use? I can send you guys links.
YouTube.
I don't have a Spotify.
You're Spotify.
I've got Spotify.
I might get a Spotify account.
They'll be on Spotify. You use YouTube? I use YouTube. It's better. You can find more obscure stuff.
I don't pay for it though.
I pay for mine.
I might start there.
I was agreeing to the fact because I like to listen to remixes. YouTube Red offers a wide variety.
Okay, yeah, YouTube has more obscure music. Garth Brooks. Spotify doesn't have Garth Brooks on it.
Derek, somebody said they'd go for Umbop 3 times.
I am here for that.
It's a great pop song.
Yeah,
Umbop. That's a banger.
You cannot. Query that. Somebody, Derek Hill has gone for Wet, then McFly, and then Radiohead.
I tried getting Marty Pello on the pod last year. I bumped into him.
Did you know him or anything? Or just ask him?
Just asked him.
It's mental.
I walked into the green room and he was there. I was in the wrong room. But he was like really friendly. I didn't know it was him, first of all. And I was like, fuck is that? It's a Scottish guy, isn't he? Like really thick.
Yeah.
Scottish
what
accent.
What a great voice he has.
Yeah. He was
like,
doing a concert.
You know, Wet, was that like, that was probably. It was very sort of early 90s, mid-90s, sort of quite... It was a period where, like, there was this, like, I suppose Simply Red, and we had, like quite...
Simply Red were
successful white soul singers in the UK that came out of that sort of new soul,
Mick
off the back
Hucknall
of new soul.
Mick Hucknall was good, though, wasn't it?
Mick Hucknall was an amazing voice.
Yeah. Is there any blue roll over there?
What else are people saying? People are talking about Simply Red in the group off the back of this chat. Mine would be All Soul. I'm going to go all classic sort of.
I'd probably ask what song they want on as well, not to be a fucking pussy old, but just to ask.
People pleaser.
Yeah, exactly.
People pleaser.
I quite just like a band called Salt at the moment.
Salt.
My dick would already be wet if they were on a date with me.
What a Salt.
S-A-U-L-T. They got a couple of bangers I like.
Okay. Oh, somebody said Colour Me Bad.
Oh,
remember Colour Me Bad?
What was that tune?
That
again?
Whole sort of, that period.
New Kids on the Block.
Well, there was that period, but Colour Me Bad were more in that sort of weird.
I'm gonna sex you.
That was like sort of, again, New Soul really had some
to
bad
the
things going
you don't
on.
Stop.
It's all like sexy. If they always said sexy.
Yes, sexy.
Sexy.
Just sort of creepy music. There's a lot of chat about it. Girls Aloud, not into Girls Aloud.
Their first tune was quite good, I thought.
Are they the ones who sing the C'est La Vie? No, that's Bewitched.
Bewitched. So how did you know Bewitched? I thought that would have been sort of...
I think that's the one song that came over.
I worked in a call center for a while, just when I was just starting stand-up full-time. And next to me was the go out of Bewitched, one of the twins. Yeah, she was really nice. She made me a cup of tea.
What,
wait, she was working at a call center?
After the career, yeah.
Oh, how is that not a BuzzFeed article? She was is she now?
Yeah, she was still like really happy.
I really
want to
know where they are now. Should we Google it?
I thought they reformed recently.
I mean, nostalgia, now that millennials are old enough to buy things, it's all about bringing back our childhood.
Oh my God. And like that's the whole sort of the whole landscape of like how our age group sort of spends their time is just trying to be kids again.
Yeah. I mean,
we've talked about some things like axe throwing in, like in the
bar. Yeah.
When I was on in Australia, I was doing a bit of road show, like where after the comedy festival you go out and do regional gigs.
Yeah,
we were in a place called I've forgotten what it was called now.
Australia.
Wollongong.
Oh yeah, that's in Sydney, isn't it?
And it's just south of Sydney, yeah. And we
it's just my OCD.
After the show, we went to a bar that was also like a, you know, what, a crazy golf place.
Yeah.
And it was just like pumping house music and drinks and crazy golf. And I was like, this is what we're doing. What are we doing with our lives? Why can't we just sit in a bar and talk like old, like, you know, like, have to constantly do activity.
Like old gangsters.
Here's the thing. So I two arguments about that. One, city folk. So me and my partner just went to go play crazy golf.
And, so just want to pull you up on this.
So
let me just
No, but Tom brought up a good point. Like my Tom is like, I want to go out in the country and do some wild shit. And he was like, that's the thing about living in London. It's like, he's like,
hi everybody, that's the end of the public episode.
Thanks for listening. Now, if you would like to hear more, you can go over to patreon.com/
We Are TVI. You have to put it in the search bar.
Because we still haven't taken it off adult content.
Because it's triple X.
It's dirty. Filthy.
Nice.
Get your willies out when you listen. but yeah, go over to Patreon, sign up. What's the tiers? I can't remember what it is. Three?
We've got £3, £5, £10 and £20.
I mean, the 20 is a joke one. £10 is sort of a joke as well. £3 gets you just all the back catalogue, extra episodes, and
hours and hours. Oh, and
I mean, there's what, I don't know how I'm 100
hours
extra sort of episodes. And the £5 tier, you get all that as well. But you also, if you wish, get to join the TVI WhatsApp group. And
you can also see the full episode or listen to the full episode with a £3 tier.
Yeah. So
£5 gets you the WhatsApp group.
Yeah. Excellent. That's it. That's all you need to know. Get over to Patreon if you want more.
Thanks for listening.
Otherwise, just thanks for listening to the public episode. And we'll
please like and share.
Yeah, give it a share, mate. Tell your friends. Tell your families. Tell your kids. Bye.
Love you.
You're actually changing the podcast. I think you're...
Well, Nicky's died of AIDS in an alleyway.